We waited 30 years.
The wait is over.
But this season...
What happens now?
Champions of baseball.
It's time to defend the crown. This is World Champion Dodger Talk.
It's yours, Los Angeles.
Breaking down the world champion LA Dodgers all season long.
So happy, man.
LA Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Chef Marito.
Seasoning partner of the Dodgers.
Navi and tankless water heaters.
For endless hot water, visit tanklessmadesimple.com.
And by Chevrolet.
Find new roads.
Don't miss an episode and get all the podcasts on the iHeartRadio app. Now your host, LA's favorite Dodger insider,
the city's favorite son.
Here's David Vassar.
So what do you want to talk about tonight? Yeah, I know. Dodgers lose 4-2 to the Giants. They drop a game back further in the NL West, two games back of San Francisco after Kenley Jansen blows the save and gives up a two-run go-ahead home run to Wilmer Flores. We will take your phone calls until 11:30 tonight at 866-987-2570. I only have one line open right now, which is weird. The phone lines must be broken whenever Kenley Jansen converts a save, because whenever he blows a save, we got a full board of calls. But when he does convert 21 saves in the season, I would say the phone lines just are broken those nights for whatever reason. I have no clue. And I was a little disappointed, I got to be honest with you. Number one, with the way Kenley pitched, you're not going to always win games 6-2, 7-2. You're going to have to win against the best team in baseball record-wise, and that's what they are. Their record is the best in baseball. They are basically your identical twin when it comes to the way they do things to win games. They have one of the best pitching staffs. They don't swing at pitches outside of the strike zone. They're not going to give up no matter how far behind they are. And you're going to have to win one-run games. So you can say all you want. The Dodger offense didn't show up tonight. And, yeah, they only had three hits, but certain nights against good pitching staffs, that's what it's going to have to be. You're going to have to win one-run games, and nobody is more disappointed than Kenley Jansen for what went down in the ninth inning. He just didn't have it. There's no other way to say it. There's no excuses about it. He just didn't have it tonight. He was throwing 92. His cutter had no movement. And if you go back and look at some of the bigger home runs that he has given up in his career, most of them have been to right-handed hitters, because when the cutter's flat, the ball doesn't tail away as much and it stays in the bigger part of the plate. And that's exactly what happened in the ninth inning, not only to Wilmer Flores, but one of his greatest nemesis, Buster Posey, who now is 9 for 27 in his career against Jansen. That started off the ninth inning on the wrong foot. And then Flores hit the third pitch, a flat 92 cutter out of the ballpark, a no-doubter. But I will say this, I'm not giving up on Kenley Jansen. I don't believe that he's a guy that should be taken out of the closer role. I know he's had two disappointing outings since the All-Star break, and nobody's going to feel worse than him. And for the Dodger offense tonight, they're going to need more contributions from other guys other than Chris Taylor and A.J. Pollock on a night that Justin Turner is out of the lineup. Max Muncy, for the first time in a while, didn't do much against the Giants. So outside of Turner, Taylor, Pollock, and Chris Taylor, Turner, Pollock, and Muncy, those four guys, you're really not getting much out of this Dodger offense. Will Smith had that walk-off home run last night, and he's had a good start to the second half. But Cody Bellinger continues to struggle. He's only hitting .156 on the season. He was 0 for 4 tonight, and he is now 5-4-62 in the month of July. So that's problematic for the Dodgers. The only thing you could say is Cody's playing Gold Glove defense, and that's a difference maker for sure. 866-987-2570. And to make everybody feel better, I have a gift to give away. I have an autographed baseball from Max Muncy to give away at some point in time in the show, courtesy of our friends at One Way and Monterey Park on Atlantic Boulevard. So at some point tonight, I will give away a Max Muncy autographed baseball. But you have to be nice. Let's go out to Robert. You're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. How you doing, Robert?
Good. Thanks, David. And boy, way to lead in. I'll be nice, but that was tough watching that happen with Kenley. And yeah, heck, I got the California journey jersey. But what are we going to do after these couple give-ups after the All-Star break? There isn't even a closer for us to go after.
Hey, Robert, what about last night? Robert, let's take the Giants, for example. Tyler Rogers gives up the walk-off three-run home run to Will Smith last night. What does Gabe Kapler do? Warms him up for the ninth inning. Who's leading off? Will Smith. What do you do? Exactly. There's a save situation tomorrow night. Kenley Jansen's coming into that game. That's what you do. He has 21 saves. He only blew two in the first half. Come on, Robert. That's the first home run he's given up since April 26th, by the way. What do? You show the same faith that's had in a guy that's had a bigger track record than Tyler Rogers has had for the Giants. He has 333 saves in franchise history, the most of any other Dodger. What do? You give him the ball again in the ninth inning. That's what you do. Let's go out to Santa Monica. Tom, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. What's up, Tom? How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Dave. You know, I'm ready to battle with you about this Kenley Jansen. First of all,
Kelly, it's Kenley.
Yeah, well, he's Kelly now.
Oh, I'm not even giving him a name. Tom, that's not nice.
Yeah. All right. This guy has not had a big save since Game 1 of 2017, all right? He hasn't even been used the last two postseasons. I mean, and this year he's having career lows in strikeouts and a career high in walks. You keep that up, and that's a recipe for disaster. And he's had a lot of saves where he's had these, what I call cheap saves, where they're up three runs. I mean, this guy, you cannot trust this guy in the postseason. Are you serious?
Hey, there's a long way to go before the postseason gets here. So it's July right now, and I've seen a Kenley Jansen that has been much better this year, especially with the velocity ticking up, and his ERA has been lower than it has been since 2017. So I completely disagree with you, Tom. He's been the best he has been since 2018, and if maybe not since 2017. He just didn't have it tonight.
I understand that, but also, you know, it's not even his fault. I really blame Friedman, because this bullpen, as you can tell, they're giving up. I mean, they're 1-9 in extra innings. That's on the bullpen.
Yeah, the defense hasn't been that great either, Tom. That's part of it as well. And you know, the Dodger bullpen, it may not have all the household names, but they've pieced it together. Losing Corey Knebel in April was a huge blow to this team, but they found a guy like Phil Bickford. And who found that guy? It was Andrew Friedman. So, you know, he has a knack for finding those type of guys. And the bullpen is the most volatile part of any baseball team. For example, last night, just 24 hours ago, the Giants were feeling the same way the Dodgers are feeling right now. And they came back with the same pitcher in the ninth inning. And I got to give Gabe Kapler credit. He had faith in his pitcher. He showed that to him tonight. He didn't just talk about it after the game. He showed it to him, and he got his faith rewarded tonight. And the Giants got a big hit from Wilmer Flores. There's a reason why they have 60 wins this season. They're kind of identical to the way the Dodgers play. They don't give up. They're not giving away at-bats, even down to the final out, final strike. All right. Also part of this whole narrative in the ninth inning was after Kenley gave up a two-run home run to Wilmer Flores to start the inning, he proceeded to walk the bases loaded, and Victor Gonzalez had to come in and pick up the pieces. Very tough situation for any relief pitcher. And he came in with one out, got a strikeout for the second out of the inning. That was Lamont Wade Jr. And then he went 3-1 to Kirk Casale, and it was a borderline pitch, but it is bases loaded, bottom of the ninth inning. If it's a borderline pitch, you kind of have to, if you're the umpire, you have to kind of force the hitter to swing the bat. And Andy Fletcher had been calling that pitch down in the strike zone a strike all night long, and that's what frustrated Dave Roberts. He got ejected after that top of the ninth inning. Let's hear from the Dodger manager, get his side of the story.
I just felt that the low strike was called all night long, both ways, and in a big spot like that, it just obviously, it was a run. And so I just felt that the consistency that, you know, everyone's trying for and what we hope for, I just felt that it just wasn't consistent with the night. So it's just the pitch, and I just was frustrated with it.
Next question is from Bill Plunkett. Go ahead.
Dave, that's twice in the last 4 days you've been three outs away from getting a share of first place, only to have Kenley blow a save. How much of that plays into your frustration tonight? And is there anything to rethink about his role?
Not thinking about his role. I'm not going to rethink his role. I think that we're all frustrated when you have a game in hand and you don't win it late. But no one's more frustrated than Kenley. Expects a lot of himself. So we just got to keep going and continue to put ourselves in a position to win a baseball game. And we've got Walker going tomorrow. A fresh bullpen, so we got to find a way to salvage a series.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah.
Next question's from Eric Steven. Go ahead.
Dave, I know Turner pinch hit in the eighth there, but he was on deck in the seventh. Was that just a situation if someone got on base, he was going to hit?
Yeah. Two outs, nobody on. It just really, the leverage isn't there, so I just felt that there'd be a better time, and so later on in the game, it just made more sense for me.
With Mookie, I know we talked to you pretty far ahead of the game, but do you have an idea of like where he's at now compared to like earlier, or is that something you don't really know about till tomorrow, like how he's feeling?
Yeah, I think it's more of a day-to-day thing. He was out there and took some ground balls early, just kind of get his body going today, and didn't feel great. So it's kind of wait and hope to see if he feels better tomorrow, but he was unavailable tonight.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah.
Last questions from Mike DiGiovanna. Go ahead.
I'm just wondering if it bothers you a bit hearing the boos for Kenley, especially after the years he's had.
It does. It does. this guy is a lifelong Dodger, and I think to start is the fans certainly have a right to, you know, voice their frustrations, and absolutely. I get that. But I do believe that this guy, born and raised as a Dodger, you know, and what he does, he cares about the Dodgers, the fan base, and he's shown that on the field, off the field, and no one hurts more than he does, to be quite honest. And he's worked really hard to kind of get back, and should have been an All-Star this year, and he's had a fantastic season. So there was a hiccup the other night, and to have one at home, he was looking forward to pitching at home, and so for it to not go well, I think that, I'm disappointed to hear that, certainly. He's not going to say it, but I am, yeah.
Good for Dave Roberts, yeah. Booing the closer that has more saves than any other Dodger in franchise history. I know it's the Giants. I know fans are emotional in the ninth inning, but come on, we're really going to boo Kenley Jansen coming off the mound after the type of season he's had? It's not like he has blown 10 saves this year. He's blown four now, two since the All-Star break. He's had a very good bounce-back season, so can't agree more with the Dodger manager. And I guess I'm equally disappointed with Kenley giving up the go-ahead two-run home run as much as what I saw him wearing in the post-game press conference, that Michael Jordan, and Nike must have sent him Michael Jordan's 1992 outfit during the Dream Team run in Barcelona, Spain, because I don't know if I'm the manager. I'm not sure if I'm saying, hey, Kenley, you might want to rethink that and maybe rethink the pitches you threw in the ninth inning. Let's go out to Garden Grove. Vanessa, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. How you doing, Vanessa?
Hey, Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great, Vanessa.
Yeah, you know, I was at the game tonight with the family, and I was in the left field pavilion, and, yeah, I heard the boos. But, I mean, I'm not mad at Kenley. He's been pretty solid all season. This pickup, you know, is all right. We just got to look forward to tomorrow. But I did want to talk about Victor Gonzalez. I don't think he's looked good all season. Do you foresee him? I mean, I know he just got off the IL, but he hasn't really been doing much. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on him.
Yeah, you know what, Vanessa? I actually thought he pitched pretty well considering the circumstance tonight. But, yeah, he hasn't looked the same in the last month or two as he did even last year. And I think the Dodgers are trying to work with him. They thought maybe the IL could give him a breather and kind of reset his body. But I thought tonight was not that bad. How about that? I feel like this might be a step in the right direction. It was unfortunate that he fell behind 3-1 to Kirk Casale and did not get the call on ball four, but hopefully it gets better for him.
All right. I just wanted to thank you. You know, I love your show. I'm a faithful listener. I like your assessment of the game. And thank you.
Thanks, Vanessa. Appreciate the phone call. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Let's go out to one of my favorite cities, the home of the Albuquerque Dukes. Ray in Albuquerque, New Mexico. What's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
I'm not calling Albuquerque's team the Isotopes. You know, when the Dodgers were there, they were the Dukes. That's the Duke City.
For 30 years, and I tell you, I have not gone to a Isotope game, you know, since they've been the affiliation of the Rockies. I can't stand the Rockies. I'm a Dodger fan. All my family is. And, you know, and I go to great lengths to either watch a Dodger game or listen to it on the radio or a recap. And tonight, you know, I just felt... It is so frustrating, you know, especially to the starters, to the Dodgers, and then hand it over to the bullpen. And Kenley Jansen, you know, unless you have a four-run lead, it just seems like you automatically know he's going to blow it. I feel bad for the guy, but, I mean, we spend hours watching the whole game, and then we have to hold our collective breath, you know, to see if, you know, if he's going to make it or not.
And yeah, I don't feel that way this year as much as I did in years past, the last couple of years. I feel like there's a lot more confidence from everybody when it comes to Kenley Jansen.
And that's true. You know, he's velocity's up and he's having a good year, but
Ray, come on. Booing Kenley Jansen coming off the mound after how many saves and how much he has put in to be where he's at. And, you know, he's been a lifelong Dodger. He hasn't pitched for any other team, and he has the most saves than any other closer in franchise history.
And you're absolutely right. It's just not him. I mean, Pickford, and, you know.
Pickford's been solid. He's been solid. Relief pitchers, there's a reason why middle relievers are in the bullpen, Ray. It's because they can't be good starting pitchers, and they're not going to be perfect every night. That's just everything that comes with it. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Let's go out to Kobe in L.A. What's up, Kobe?
What's going on, Dave? I'm going to try and be as nice as possible with this phone call, but
I got two things
to say. I love my boy Bellinger, but I had a feeling that coming off the DL he was gonna take time to get going, but it's getting a bit late for that. And with him in the past, it's just always been a lack of consistency. He's either one of the top hitters in baseball or he's just struggling. And, I mean, I don't know.
He's never struggled this bad. And you're right, Kobe. It goes back to the offseason. He had offseason shoulder surgery on the right shoulder, which is his lead shoulder, his follow-through shoulder. And then the first road trip of the year, he breaks a bone in his left leg on a freak play at first base. And then – he strains his left hamstring. So this guy has gotten no rhythm to his season, and that's a big reason why he's 5-for-62 in July, but he's only hitting .235 since August of 2019, so it's not just all about that. But in this particular season, the injuries and being in and out of the lineup and only having 130-something at-bats, it's difficult to jump into the season that way.
Yeah, my second thing is just to go on the previous callers.
You're going to criticize Kenley, aren't you, Kobe? That's what you're trying to brace me for. You're like, hey, Dave, I really like you, but I'm going to have to criticize Kenley here. And I'll try not to go over the line, Dave. But that's the direction of your phone call, isn't it, Kobe?
Listen, I can count the amount of games I've missed as a Dodger fan for a couple decades now on my fingers. And, you know, stats say one thing, but there's always the eye test. And, you know, when a guy like Blake Treinen checks into the game late in a one-run game, I feel pretty comfortable he's going to get it done. Mm-hmm. When Kenley Jansen checks in into a high-leverage, big-game situation, whether it's the NLCS or, like, the World Series, when it comes down to a big, high-leverage save, I hold my breath. And it used to not be that way, but it's been that way for a couple of years now, and we just continue to ride with him. And, like, for game four of the World Series last year, of course, in a big game, he's just like...
That was last year, though, Kobe. That was last year. This year he's been much better, and this is the regular season. The Dodgers have shown that they can pivot in different areas depending on the groupings of hitters that are coming up in the seventh, eighth, and ninth innings. So the Dodgers will make that decision when the time comes, but at some point you need Kenley Jansen to get outs late in the game, and for the most part this year he has done it. I know we're all emotional over just one game here, but for the most part he has been able to get the job done. We're going to take a timeout. There are a lot of calls, but we want to get a voice of reason on here, a man that never loses his cool, Ned Colletti. We'll check in with him, and also we will take more of your phone calls. Don't forget, I have that Max Muncy autographed baseball, and we may be giving it away shortly. All right, Dodgers fall to the Giants 4-2 and drop two games back in the NL West on AM570 LA Sports.
Don't miss a moment of World Champion Dodger Talk. Your chance to talk about the world champs is here. 866-987-2570. Hear past episodes of Dodger Talk on the iHeartRadio app.
David Vassay live at Dodger Stadium. This is Dodger Talk until 11:30 tonight right here on AM 570 LA Sports. We could take phone calls until 1 a.m. tonight of bashing Kenley Jansen. I'm just not going to do it. And we're going to take a pause in all that because we're going to check in with the man that helped Kenley Jansen get to become or helped him convert himself from catcher to closer and now the all-time saves leader in Dodger franchise history, Ned Colletti. Ned, as you can imagine, as you heard here at Dodger Stadium, a lot of boos towards Kenley Jansen. What did you think about that, number one?
Well, fans have the right to voice their opinion, and that's their business, so to speak. You know, I thought he was out of sync tonight. We've seen him better, obviously. He's been really terrific, I think, probably 90% of the time, maybe a little bit more. Just out of sync. And when he's not in sync, this is what happens. Left a fastball up, ends up in the seats for a two-run homer. But if you're not in sync, and he's a big man with obviously a lot to his delivery, you got to sync him up. And that didn't happen tonight, and Dodgers paid the price a little bit.
You know his character. He's a sensitive guy, even though when he gets on the mound, he's an angry pitcher at times. How much do you think getting booed coming off the mound tonight affected him or will affect him moving forward?
I think as Dave Roberts said, you know, nobody feels worse about this than Kenley Jansen. He's not a guy passing through. He's not a guy that is a hired gun to come in and pitch for a couple of months with a contending team. No, he's been here forever. His entire career has been with the organization. He's got 333 saves. I mean, this doesn't happen. So, you know, no doubt that, you know, he hears it. He understands it. But again, he's earned some benefit of the doubt, I think. And I think when he is synced up, and we've seen it, He's looked as good as he has probably in the last 2 or 3 years. When he's on and when he's synced up, but when he's not, this is what you're going to get. But no matter who you are, pitching is about timing and delivery. He didn't have it tonight.
What did you think about the questionable call with the bases loaded in the Kirk Casale bat? 3-1 pitch from Victor Gonzalez, bottom part of the strike zone, that Andy Fletcher chose to call a ball, and Dave Roberts subsequently got ejected in the ninth inning.
Well, I thought it was a strike. I thought it was a clear strike. Just my opinion, and well, a lot of people's opinion, I guess, but clear strike. If you look at how Webb pitched tonight, Webb used the bottom of the strike zone for San Francisco very, very well. Between strikeouts or strikes on called pitches down in his zone, far off, far more off the plate than Victor's last pitch there. Used the zone well. A lot of ground balls, a lot of called strikes in that part of the zone. I think especially in that type of game, you got a guy that made a great pitch. Great pitch. You got to give him some credit for that, and you got to ring him up.
Yeah, I agree with you. You got to make him swing the bat for sure in that situation. Yeah. And I guess the Dodger offense was relying on Chris Taylor and A.J. Pollock tonight because those were the only two Dodgers to have a hit. Chris Taylor had an unbelievable 2017, Ned, but do you feel like this is eclipsing what he was able to do in that breakout season?
I think he's one of the most valuable players on this club and probably one of the most valuable players in the game, especially in the National League game. When you can hit him anywhere in the lineup, you can play him anywhere in the field. And it's not like he's just taking somebody's spot. He will play the role that he needs to play. If he's a two-hitter, he'll hit like a two-hitter. If he's in the middle of the lineup, he'll hit like that. Today, we've seen 3 home runs in the last 2 games. That's not typical of a leadoff hitter. But he either meets expectation or exceeds it, offensively or defensively. And when you're Dave Roberts and you've got somebody like that on your club that can play anywhere, great team guy, quiet guy, seeks no spotlight, true, true baseball player, ultra valuable, brings so much to the club. You know, this team has been hit by injuries. We talked about it almost all season long. He and Max Muncy have really kept it together as you go through these different spells of guys getting hurt and trying to come back.
Ned Coletti joins us, analyst for Sportsnet LA, former Dodger GM, and Chris Taylor was the one that said it first last night, Ned, that win, that walk-off home run by Will Smith was a big win, maybe the biggest of the season. How much bigger is it now that the Dodgers blow this game in the ninth inning?
Well, it is obviously, you know, even takes on more magnitude. Although one thing doesn't necessarily lead into another thing. But had the Dodgers lost that game and had this game gone the same way that it did ended up going, yeah, you're in a much, much tougher spot than they are. I still believe time is on their side. You got the trading deadline coming up. Something positive can happen there. It's happened every year Andrew's been in charge. Also, you've got a lot of guys coming back that have been hurt. And I think there's better days ahead for Cody Bellinger. I know there's a lot of frustration right now with Cody. But you got good defense still. You got great base running 2 nights in a row. Score some first base on doubles. So I think this team they have not played as good as they're capable of, nor as healthy as they're going to be. At the same time, the Giants have been terrific. But I'm not sure the Giants can play much better. And I think it's imperative the Giants add to their team when you get to the last day of this month.
I don't think we can handle tackling the problems with Cody Bellinger at the plate tonight. I feel like the Kenley Jansen situation is just enough for tonight, Ned. Can we agree on that one?
Well, yeah, I got you.
9 more days until the trade deadline, Ned. Can you take us into how you convince GMs that believe that their team may still have a chance to get them to is there any swaying of GMs to convince them, hey, your season's over, let's make a deal?
Well, you have to have really kind of a minimum of conversations so you don't seem overly anxious. But your conversations have to be straightened to the point where they know you have an interest. And you get a feeling like before they do anything, they're going to check back in with you. That's part of what goes on. The crescendo is still happening. You got 9 days to go. That's like 9 weeks. There are so many conversations that are going to take place between now and the end of the 30th there on that deadline. So many different things are going to happen, so many different conversations. And many times you don't know until the night before or the morning of who's been bluffing, who's serious, and who is really, truly available. Sometimes guys come out of nowhere. Manny Ramirez was not available back in 08 until the morning of the deadline. So you never know what's going to happen. A lot of crescendos still to go.
All right, and we'll be a part of that band as we lead you up to it, and nobody better to break it down as we get closer to that trade deadline on July 30th than a former GM like Ned Colletti. Thanks a lot for checking in, Ned. Appreciate it. I would never boo you, Ned.
You probably did. You probably did quietly, at least under your breath. I would take that. That's all right.
Just early
Thank
on.
Thank you, David.
All right, Ned. See you later.
Early on. Okay. Well, all right. I'll talk to you later.
There he goes, Ned Colletti, former Dodger GM, analyst for Sportsnet LA. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. When you talk about injuries, I know the Dodgers have had a lot, but in this four-game series, the Giants are basically playing without their starting infield. It is a fair point to bring up that they're missing Brandon Belt, Brandon Crawford, and Evan Longoria. So they have their own share of injuries, and they found a way to win the two out of the first three games of this series. All right, 866-987-2570 is the phone number. I'm going to go out to the person that was holding the longest and ask them a Max Muncy trivia question to see whether or not they can win this autographed baseball of Muncy's that I am giving away tonight, courtesy of One Way in Monterey Park. Emmett in Culver City, you want to play some Max Muncy trivia?
I would love to play some Max Muncy trivia.
All right. Can you? I'll give you three questions. All you have to do is answer one of them, okay?
Okay.
Let's start out with the first one. There was another Max Muncy drafted recently by the Oakland Athletics. What high school did he go to?
I have no clue.
All right, here's your second question. I have said this repeatedly, that Max Muncy and his wife are expecting a baby. I have mentioned the sex of the baby because the Muncys know, and they have told me very privately the sex of the baby. I actually saw it on social media. So can you tell us which one that is? There's only two choices, by the way, at this point.
Is it a girl?
It is. You win it. You win the baseball, Emmett.
Thank you.
How old are you, Emmett?
I'm 13 years old.
Hey, that's awesome. I'm glad you won it. It's courtesy of One Way in Monterey Park on Atlantic. So hold on, and Colin Yee will get you your information, Emmett. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. No problem. I'm glad a kid won it. That's the way to do it. Hey, just call me the Dream Maker. That's what I am. I just make dreams come true. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Dodgers fall to the Giants 4-2. Let's go out to Shane, who is at Dodger Stadium tonight. Hi, Shane. You're on Dodger Talk.
Hey, Dave. My son and I were out at the game tonight, and we were just thinking how spoiled we are as Dodger fans. We need to, number one, it's an amazing experience just being out at the stadium. Me and my son had an amazing night. Yeah, it would have been better if we won, but I think as Dodger fans, we just need to enjoy this ride. We won the championship last year. We just need to cheer on our boys. Can't win them all, but it was an amazing time, and I think as Dodger fans, we just need to enjoy this ride, my friends.
Yeah, I agree with you, Shane, and it's been a pretty good ride. The Dodgers do have the second best record in baseball. I feel like I have to remind everybody of that. They do have the second best record in baseball.
Yeah, and we also just, we're the Los Angeles Dodgers. It doesn't get any better than that. Our stadium's amazing. It's such a fun experience to be there with our family, and I think we all need to just pump the brakes a little bit and just enjoy this ride. So,
yep. And at some point, you're going to have to give credit to the Giants. I know nobody wants to give credit to the Giants these days, but they do have 60 wins, and they do have the best record in baseball. And they just beat the Dodgers two of the first three games in their home ballpark in this series. So at some point, at some time, somebody in Southern California is going to have to acknowledge that the Giants are a pretty good team. Even though you may think they don't have as much talent as the Dodgers, they're finding a way to get it done. Let's go out to Santa Monica. Evan, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Evan.
Hey, Dave. How's it going, man? Listen, I got to say, I was at the game, okay? I was at the game Monday. I was at the game on tonight. And I still love our boys, okay? We just need some hits. That's it. We can't rely on this bullpen to get us through the whole entire season. We can't have three hits and expect to knock off the Giants and take first place. But it's July. We're good. We're going to get that ring at the end of the day. And I have to say, I love AM 570. I'll listen to you guys over the TV any day.
All right. Thanks for the phone call, Evan. Appreciate it. Appreciate the loyalty to the station, to the Dodgers. And hopefully when you show up next time, there'll be a win. But there's been a few of them, 59 of them for the Dodgers. Unfortunately, they had an opportunity to go into a first-place tie with the Giants. It did not happen. Wilmer Flores hits a go-ahead two-run home run in the bottom of the ninth inning to give San Francisco a 3-2 lead. They would force in another run with a bases-loaded walk by Kirk Casale, and the Giants go on to beat the Dodgers tonight by a final score of 4-2. Tomorrow night, the finale of this four-game series, Walker Buehler will be on the mound. He's 10-1 with an ERA of 2.37, going up against Anthony DeSclafani, who is 10-4 with an ERA of 2.78. Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck begins at 6 o'clock with first pitch at 7:10. All right, before we say goodnight, we have to congratulate Abe Marietta of Los Angeles, who receives a $50 Daniel's Jewelers gift card for correctly predicting the number of home runs in the game. For your chance to win a $50 gift card good at over 100 Daniel's locations, go to am570lasports.com, keyword home run. Abe, hopefully I got your last name right. Sometimes I don't pronounce it perfectly. So you win that $50 gift card no matter what. Thanks again to Dwayne McDonald out here at Dodger Stadium. Thanks to Colin Yee back at our Burbank studios. Thanks for Ned Coletti checking in tonight. And thanks to you for listening and calling in and, you know, being respectful. No doubt about it. It was a good conversation tonight in during the time of after Kenley Jansen gave up the go-ahead home run to Wilmer Flores. So it was one of those nights, disappointing night, even more so when it's to the Giants and you're chasing them for first place. But in case you missed any of the show and you want to hear all of that again, you can go to the iHeartRadio app or at am570lasports.com. Once again, the final score here at Dodger Stadium, the Giants defeat the Dodgers 4-2. Have a great night. See ya. Like another perfect day.